with her toes pointing to the sky, basking in the sun, long dark hair fanned around her. Where my blood was half seawater, hers was half sunshine, and the depth of her golden brown skin attested to such. Having been born only one cycle of the moon apart, we were as close as sisters. Closer. Are you done here yet? She gathered her dark hair into a twisted tail as she braced against another wave, her lithe form swaying with the insistent force of the water. Not quite. I want to see what's below us. Prezi rolled her eyes. This cave is no different from the last one, Sophia, nor the one before, nor the one before that. And I'm getting hungry. Please, just a bit longer, I pleaded with matched fingertips pressed beneath my chin. Perhaps I'll find a manioza. Although her brown eyes narrowed, I knew she would capitulate. I'd always been able to sway her to my course, and she loved the delicate flavor of a manioza. Although finding one of the shy, eight-legged creatures among the craggy cave bottom might be a challenge in this dim light. She let out an exaggerated sigh that ricocheted off every slanted surface of the cave, and I seized on her moment of indecision to dive and explore the muted world beneath my feet. Orange-striped donzel and sea-bream, with black spots at the hinge of their tails, darted among the anemone fronds swaying in the gentle current. A bright red starfish hugged a coral bed, as if desperate to keep from being washed away with the tide. When my chest burned with the effort of clinging to the last of my breath, I pushed to the surface again. "Did you find one?" Prezi asked, one hand gripping a nearby outcropping. "No, I'll go back down." I pointed at the far edge of the cave. There must be at least one or two in here. "We need to return to the village. Our mothers will be searching us out." "They know where we are. We can't return empty-handed. Give me a few more moments. I'll find something to bring back." "But the men will be back soon, and will be needed to help clean and salt the tuna." Prezi was right. Even on this, the third day of the traditional Matanza hunt, there would be many fish to haul to shore from the boats to gut and salt and to lay out on the mats for drying. The men would be exhausted from the effort of herding the multitude of enormous tuna into a series of ever smaller nets between their longboats and slaughtering the flailing creatures within the bloody corral. We women were needed to help finish the job. And then tonight we would again feast as we praised Posedao for guiding the schools of tuna near our shores, as he had for as many years as our people, the Sikeni, had lived on this island. After telling Prezi to go on and wait for me out in the sunlight, I dove again to search along the western wall of the cave for one of the stalk-eyed lobsters among the pitted rock. Coming up without a prize in my hand, I sipped another mouthful of air before arching my body through the mouth of the cave, knowing Prezi would be annoyed that I'd tarried so long. Shattered light glittered on the water, blinding me as I blinked my eyes and swiped the salt water from my face. The sun peered with such direct glare that I could not see Prezi within the tiny cove we'd emerged into. I called her name and swam forward. She must have become aggravated with my delay and headed back to the beach. I pushed hard against the persistent tide until I was free of the cove. Then, standing in the waist-high water, I called her name again, lifting my voice to overcome the whoosh of the ocean and the piercing cries of seabirds circling above. A hand reached to me from a hidden nook between two sea-pitted boulders, and turning, I laughed, "Prezi, you fright—" But it was not my cousin's hand that snagged my elbow and jerked me nearly off my feet. And not her face I stared into as realization slammed into me like an errant wave. Grasping panic snatched the breath from my lungs. An enormously tall man, dressed only in a rough-woven brown kilt, had Prezi smashed into a crevice with his body, an obsidian blade to her throat. With dark eyes as wide as sand dollars.